Blog Talk Radio.
Uplifting communities, everybody. Well, we have I'm talking about a really special show tonight. We have two special guests, which their names are Katisha and Crystal Adams. Okay, and I'm going to just jump right on in it, okay? I'm going to go to Katisha, and I would like Katisha to tell the audience a little bit about herself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Katisha. I am the co-founder of our brand, Samata, which is our last name backwards. I am, of course, a mom, for those who, you know, and a proud co-founder of the brand.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, Crystal, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Hello, hi you all. My name is Crystal Adams, and that's where we got the name Samata from, Adams backwards. Our brand is with accessories, purse lines for men and female. We started it off because, of course, we like accessories, and I am a full-time mom, and I'm just here to promote the brand and network and get a lot of feedback and see what you all like about the Samata brand.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me something. The Samata brand, is that your, you say that's your name backwards?
Yes.
Your last
yes,
name backwards?
A-D-A, yep. Samata Adams, A-D-A-M-S. We actually ran the brand from our father and grandfather. We're like the last generation of the Adams. So we just wanted to, you know, see if we could carry our name on, even though it's backwards. But then we wanted to go deeper into, you know, letting them know what Samata stands for, which is Adams. Like I said, we were the last generation of the Adams, of our father, grandfather's side of the family. So we just wanted our name to live on after us.
You know, that's very interesting. I mean, very interesting. I know there's a lot of people have a lot of thoughts go into what they're going to name, you know, their product. Or their company and things, but for you to take your last name and say, let's turn that backwards, that's pretty smart, you know, because I had, you know, this is my talk show, Uplifting Communities Talk Show. I had a time, you know, what am I going to name this talk show, you know, and I had to put some thoughts in it. But that's pretty clever. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Brenda, you got anything you want to ask him?
Yeah. So, I wrote down a few things. So you guys, so I went on the website, and I didn't come across any men's fashion, so I was wondering fashion or accessories or clothing. I guess I missed it.
So we really don't have a preference of who wears the accessories. We like to make it universal for men and women. On the website, we have, like, backpacks. We have, like, the fanny bags, what we call the sling bags. I know that's more popular now. So, you know, men and women are wearing what we call sling bags, which is fanny packs. Fanny packs is the regular name for them, but we kind of mixed it up as sling bags because we didn't want to put no, gender role. Yeah, gender role on the sling bag.
Dark,
so it's like you can wear it. Yeah, you can wear it like across your shoulder, around your waist, one shoulder bag, however you want to wear it. We also have glasses for both gender roles, and then we also have slides for both. So we really don't like genderize the accessory line. We make it open. We make it open for everybody to figure out, you know, what you want to do with it. We also have
We do have more accessories coming for certain, we're bringing on like men's backpacks as well. So you will see some unique trends later on down the line. But since we're branding out and becoming something new, we kind of structured our accessories around like products that I believe that will be more intriguing to, I say, less like the certain individuals. I know that like my sister, like the co-founder said, the backpack is unisex, but when we did Fashion Week in New York, it was just like a big rave. We had the men, like co-founder said, wearing the sling bags like across the shoulder with the glasses, and it was a popular effect, and the feedback was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, that was an exciting. I'm sure that was exciting.
Oh my God, for it to be like our first, I want to say it was a huge accomplishment for us, like branching out. Samada was a boutique. We started it as a boutique, and I told my sister, I said, sis, we should actually gear it into something that is going to be more profound for, you know, later on down the life that we can, you know, build well for our kids and generations to come behind us. But, of course, let's keep this name going. So instead of making it a boutique, we decided to make it into a brand. And, you know, we was nervous at first, but when we got to New York, it was something huge for us.
Yeah, and like my sister Katisha has stated before, Samada has really been around for a long time. It's been around for like 11 years, I want to say.
Yeah.
But we actually like put our brand to it because before we were selling accessories, which is, you know, didn't really have our name on it. But now we have a chance to put our name on something and make our brand complete.
So what makes well, before we get into the meat and grind of everything, I would like the audience to know what type of impact are you guys throwing into the communities? What are you guys doing to uplift the communities?
Well, for starters, we do go to a lot of networking events. And when we get there, we let them know our history and, like I said, our name brings, well, that's using our name backwards, it kind of gives a wow to the audience that we speak in front of. So giving them a little history and letting them know, like, how we're building it. For starters, we were both employees, and then I got injured, and then I gave them a little feedback on my history, went back to school, and, you know, graduated from UC Davis, and then
we decided to turn it around and make it into something unique. And then with that being said, I'm letting them know that it's never an end or a beginning to when to start for your career. It's never an end or beginning to build your success. Don't stop, keep moving forward. A lot of people, when they reach a certain age, they tend to think it's like, that's it, that's all. Why should I start now? But no, keep going. And when I get to these networking events, they give me the same feedback as well. Like, it's just keep moving, keep going forward. So I do say that I start with the networking events to give back what I have done and what I am pursuing, and we're building together. We're building together.
And then also, we're not like, I guess like Fashion Week was a big thing for us. So we're still basically like in the community when I know, you know, Modesto, they have like the Vintage Square Mall. And, you know, we come out, we talk to all the other vendors, we talk to the people that come out and look at the product, and we explain to them, like, you know, this is our family. We rooted the last name and turned it around to Adams. Like, this is something that our father, Eugene, and my grandfather, Walter, rest in peace, Walter, he had passed away a few years ago. But while he was living, we told him about the brand. And, you know, we wanted him to know, like, his last name lived on. So when we out here at these events talking to the people that stop by and we let them know, like, this is like really what we...
An inspiration, motivation,
yeah,
for us, mm-hmm, to, you know, keep moving. Keep going.
The legacy.
But,
the Adams legacy.
We
mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, eventually down the line, giving back for us will be like, you know, doing little projects here and there with... For instance, for starters, Samada do want to reach out to, like, high schools and do, like, little projects to where the kids can come out and do volunteer service and help kids in the communities grow. And so we're building and we're networking as well when it comes to those aspects of not just taking from the community. We still want to give back.
Right.
So
right.
We're giving our little touches. You know, we're giving our little touches. We started somewhere.
Yeah, and that's great. And I think, me myself, all successful businesses, and especially if you're African American, let's face it, we already have a hard time as it is. We got to go in the community and let people know what we're doing, you know, and give back to the community. And you guys are doing that. And that's great. I love it. I just love it. Now we getting into the meat and grind of everything.
You guys are
Samada. Okay, now yes. You got other bags that's the top of the line also. So Gucci. So what make Samada is a competition of Gucci. What makes Samada can fight with Gucci? Talk to me.
I don't think it's more of a competition. I think it's more of us, like, because we love accessories, but we don't want you to spend your last dollar on the accessories. We're willing to make it, like, more affordable because we still people of color, and people of color deserves to wear a nice brand. Everybody wants to look nice and feel nice, but we don't want to break that pocket for you to even try to spend like $1,200, $1,300 on the bag. We're trying to make it more affordable so everybody, you know, could feel good and look good while they wearing the Samada brand.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Our motto is to, you know, why spend it all when you can look good like you spend it all.
Yeah.
I mean, our bags are very, like, durable. They're accessible. We give you a little bit more for your buck. Like, with our embossed
handbags we have here, I don't know if anybody checked out the website, but with our bulk bags, you get a free organizer. And it's like, we don't want you to feel like you're spending more than what you should. I feel like what you spend, we appreciate you spending with us, so why not give you something free? And on top of that, come with free shipping.
Oh, wow.
So it's like,
and then she also, we also have like, you know, if you buy a bag, you get a free T-shirt. If you buy a hat, you get a free T-shirt. You know, it's just more of giving back. I mean, it's not about the dollar bill that you spend with us. It's just that we're supporting each other. You know, we want you to feel good, and it's the Mata brand.
Right. Right.
I got a question about the handbag with the glass handle. What inspired you to make a glass handle?
I want to say durability. I want to say that I have a couple of bags, and I know when I wear them, they kind of tend to, like if I wear them around my hand, of course, and I make them hang over, they kind of give me the feeling like it's drooping. And I wanted something strong and sturdy, something where, you know, when you wear it, it's like proud and you hold it to where you know it got it's strong. And I figured strong handles would definitely make a bag. I think it shows a statement on the piece.
Is it not a breakable glass? Is it some extra reinforced type of glass? I'm trying to understand that because I'm not sure I should do very well with the glass.
I don't think it's glass. I think it's more of a hard, I don't want to use the word plastic either. It's more, like she said, it's more sturdy because I noticed like with my other handbag, when I use the handle a lot, that little piece tends to tear the more you wear and tear. But this particular piece that's on the bag is like is there. It's not going nowhere. It's not going to rip, tear, or anything. It's not going to eat the material up. It's more so like, you know, you can get a grip without losing the material part of the bag.
It's crazy. No, I got it right in my hand. Got it right in my hand too.
Yeah.
Where
did you guys come up with all the beautiful colors?
I think it was my idea.
Yeah.
Because to be funny though, my favorite color is black and neon green. And I was telling my sister, I said, let's be different, you know. You can wear bright colors throughout the whole year. You can mix it up with the fall, the spring, the summer, the winter. You know, everybody want to be seen, and I believe that everybody want to be bold to, you know, wear those kind of colors. You can mix it up with the brown, the neutral, and all that. So it's like an all-year-round color, the colors that we have. It's just not that you could just wear it in summertime, springtime. We want to give people the options to wear it like throughout the year, mix it up with their own favorite neutral colors or dark colors, whatever they prefer.
Mm-hmm. And what about the design? Well, y'all carefully pick your design or, you know, how y'all do that? Or do you guys just pick the design that the vendors are offering? Or you guys design yourself your own bags and things of that nature and other products that you guys have?
We definitely design ourselves. And my sister, she'll tell me, look, no or yes. Like, no, we're not putting that out. Yes, we'll put that out. But when it came to our unique sling bags, it was just something different that we had wanted to try. We wanted to put, I don't know if anybody saw the bag, but it's actually Samata in letters all over the bag, and then it's a big, our logo, big S in the front. So we wanted to give it just a little more, I don't know, pizzazz, to something more luxury. It's a part of our bold line. So we have three unique sectors of the brand. It's bold, sophisticated and beyond. And we figure with our designs, since they're kind of like unique, we put that in the bowl frame and, you know, we just keep jotting off our brains, like, what's something iconic that we can do for the next go around? Or what's an iconic color that we can bring out for the next season? Or, you know, we just dropped the red in Boss Bag. And my sister was like, well, let's come out with a bright one. And I'm the one that's, like, afraid to do it, and she's, like, the bold one. She's the bold one. And, like, no, let's do it. Let's just give it a try. And I'm like, no, uh-uh. I don't think we should do it.
Okay, now, so in other words, what you're saying, y'all design, so y'all get all your products from the manufacturer, y'all have it made, or y'all buy it, then reconstructure it, or how y'all work that?
So we give our design, after me and my sister collaborate on what's good and what's hot, we go ahead and we talk to our manufacturer, and then we brew it up from there.
Okay. So actually, y'all have a manufacturer that go ahead on and put your product together.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Oh yeah. Y'all moving on. Yeah. Y'all gonna catch up with Gucci. Gucci doing the thing. Y'all gonna catch up with it. Y'all on their tail.
Hopefully we link up there to Gucci soon.
Yeah. What would you say was your biggest obstacle to get to the point where you are now? If any.
Our biggest obstacle. I think my biggest obstacle was fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, stepping from a career and saying, you know what, can you really do this on your own was really my pet peeve. I always contemplate on being dependent on a company, somebody, you know, I get a paycheck, you know, and I'm comfortable. But
right. Coming
into my own and being a boss, CEO, co-CEO, co-founder, it was a fear. It was a scary, scary scenario for me. But moving over that triumph or that hump, I should say, was actually rewarding once you get out there and you do the networking and you meet people like John, like how we met. You know, it's very rewarding when you get the feedback that you get and the people that you involve into your world tell you to keep moving and keep going. It's basically something that I thought that I couldn't do, but once you hear those words, it enlightens you to move forward. So mine was fear.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that's very important to me, how is your support group, I mean, with your family and friends, or do they heavily support you guys?
Oh yes, most definitely. Yes. Most definitely, yes. All the time.
Our aunties
come from,
yeah.
Mom, shout out to Mabel, Gloria, Hattie. They came up to support us. You know, even with the smallest events to the biggest events that we have last week. Shanae Wilson and Gloria Hackett was a big, big support. Our mom, Donna Adams, you know, she comes out and support us all the time. So as far as that, like, you know, our aunties, Elizabeth, Annette Adams, they come out and support us. They purchase some things online. So they have really, really been supportive with us. And promoting the business and everything.
And shout out to our auntie Elizabeth Adams. Is she listening? Hello, auntie. How you doing?
Okay, well, I just wanted to let the audience know that you are listening at Uplifting Communities Talk Show. And if you guys want to ask the guests question, please press 1. If you guys want to ask a question or elaborate on something, press 1, and you guys, I'll let you in, and you guys can ask them, okay? All right. Okay. Any, Brenda?
So getting back to the obstacles, I think that was Katisha that answered. Crystal, do you have anything to add?
When it comes to fear,
I'm sorry.
I mean, obstacles.
I don't know who answered the first question with fear, but I was wondering if there was anything to add to that. As far as any obstacles that you might have or have had getting to the point where you are today, and are you sales what you expect?
Yeah, anyone of y'all can answer that.
I'm sorry. Well, like I said, mine's fear, of course. And
I think what it is that, like I said before, that, you know, we started off as an accessory line selling, you know, just jewelry and bags. But now it's like we came out with our own design. So I could see where she said fear because, you know, sometimes, you know, you can't please everybody. Sometimes, you know that your product is not what people like. And it's okay. It's okay to take the good and the bad because, you know, even if they don't like the product, they can tell us what they don't like about it. And we could turn that into around, you know, turn that in to positive energy and, you know, go over some things that, you know, what people would
turn
like.
Turn into a like. Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Turn it around into positive energy. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, that is.
To feedback off my. Oh.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, I really do. You know, well, we have a caller. They want to either ask you a question or elaborate on something. I'm gonna let them in. Okay.
Okay.
Caller, state.
Hello.
Caller, state your name. Where are you calling?
This is Dave from Sacramento. I was just, I noticed, like, I was checking out the website. So all of your products are going to come in the signature bag that you have on the website?
May I ask what particular bag are you inquiring about?
Well, I saw some of the items that you have. They come in a cute Sonata bag, too, you know. Like
oh, like
the
dust bag
or the glasses,
the
you know.
Bag.
Yeah, I see they come with like the shades. Are those come with their own
yes.
case, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. It comes
with the extra amenities.
Yes, it comes with the little case, and it comes with the, what is it, the glasses.
It comes with the dust, the little
dust cleaner holder,
the wipes. Yeah. You get
so
all
everything
the accessories
that you order
that you
from Sonata. Yeah. So everything that you order from Sonata comes with the box, the luxury box, the luxury, the dust bags. Whatever you order, it comes with those two items. Plus more, especially if you order the glasses.
Yeah. Okay.
If you order the embossed handbag or the lithograph bag, it comes with a free organizer right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, check that out. And then you have the payment plan, like Klarna or Apple Pay?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
I like the payment plan.
You know.
I like the payment plan. I got to make it accessible. I love that. Thank you.
Exactly.
Definitely going to go shopping. Go looking a little bit deeper into, because I did like the shades. I'm an aviator glasses fan, so just to let you know, I like to respect my authorities. So, well,
out,
you know, congratulations to you, ladies. I enjoyed
Thank
listening
you.
In. I like how you were talking about, you know, not letting fear, you know, stop you from doing things. So, and I use that acronym a lot. So, false evidence appearing real. So we don't want to talk ourselves out of our greatness. So I appreciate you saying that, speaking on that.
Thank you for the feedback. We love feedback. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, guys. I'll look at your website some more, and I'll be putting in an order.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Now, I think I was talking with Katisha. Didn't you, you had went to New York with your product?
Yes. Me and my sister and my sister, Gloria and Shanae. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about, how did that go? And are you and also didn't you, are your product in France now?
It's not in France yet. What happened was we collaborated with another designer, and his name is actually Perry Jones, and he was really astonished by how our bags really collaborated or really went on the runway with his design. So I'm not going to lie, we didn't have our passports in time. So he was like, can I just take your bags out there? And we loved it. We loved it. He gave us feedback as well on our bags. And then he also took us to the Cayman Islands. So we haven't been physically, but our name is actually getting around. It's getting out there. So, but we are building. We are actually going to be in a store in Sacramento soon. We're branching up to Atlanta. We are moving, I want to say, out the country real soon once we get a little thing finalized. But we are really building actually close to home. We're based in the Bay Area, and we're actually moving up and down the West Coast. And eventually, actually, they want us to come back to New York to do another fashion week. So it's exciting. We're moving.
Well,
we're moving
okay,
on
that.
Yeah.
That sound, that's making me excited. that's all right. I love it. I love it, you know. I really do. So in other words, you guys, did you say y'all in stores right now? Or are you fixing to go in the stores, or what's happening with that?
Okay, so we are working with a couple of stores as we speak. I don't want to mention names because
I want to let it
take its course. But we're going to be in one particular in Sacramento, maybe this week or next week. So we're going to be in a store. Then we're working on something in Oakland really soon. And we have a couple other spots that we're going to actually put on Instagram when it happens. We're going to set it out on these social media sites when it happens.
So when you guys do get into Sacramento, what then you guys going to let the residents of Sacramento know that you guys are in, and what stores you guys going to be in, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Brenda?
I'm here.
I'm just kidding.
No. I haven't looked around. Are you guys on social media, and what platforms are you on?
Right now we're on TikTok. Instagram is a huge, like we said, I think we started about six, seven months ago. And Instagram really was one of our biggest platforms to really push our name out there. Facebook, and we're working with Twitter as well. My sister's really good with that social media stuff, but those are platforms that we're pushing our product and the name through to really drive it and show what we have in store.
Well, I think you guys have some really great products. I like what I have seen. And I think that it's going to do well, very well.
Well,
we
you know,
love
you're
that.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You're definitely presenting yourself well on this talk show. I like that. That is really good. I've did a lot of promoting for you guys. I put y'all on a lot of sites. Beyonce and what's her name? Her name Cookie. What's her real name? I call her Cookie.
Taraji.
Taraji. Right. was doing the interview, and she said she'd be walking down, and she'd be in the store. People be hollering, "Hey, Cookie!"
And I want to say that's like her alter ego. Cookie is her alter ego, right?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I love the way she acts. She's a very good actor. Yes, she is.
She's a beautiful queen.
Yes, she is. You know, well, we got about 7 minutes left before we go on the show. I mean, before the show is ended. It went by real fast. So you can, if you guys can take turns and tell us, you know, what's your next step? You know, let the audience know where you're going from here and how can they get hold to you if they need you. You know, because sometimes, you know, people does events. They got a lot of people listening in. A lot of people is on a computer listening in through Blog Talk, through the radio station, on Facebook, and other places where I posted at. So all of them didn't call in. You might have maybe 1,000 people listening in, okay? So what I'm saying is that give people your information because a lot of people be doing events and then things, and they might want to call. Do you guys do events? Let's say if somebody doing something, they ask you to come and do an event. Do you guys do that, or y'all charge people to do that, or y'all just do that, or what's happening?
Well, right now we're building on getting a shop open, but we're online based, so you can always reach us at Samada.biz. I know people will be like, you know, .com. Well, actually, like I said, we're different. We're Samada.biz, where you can check out all of our unique selections, our bold designs, our sophisticated items, and our trendy trends, you know. And then we're actually getting ready to go to Atlanta for a couple of fashion shows. We have something in San Francisco, brewing on up, and oh my god, like I said, we may be going back to New York. I have to see what the co-founder wants to do with New York, and we're getting ready for Paris, I believe, at the end of the year or the beginning of next year. So we have a lot of things coming. Actually, we were supposed to be going to Hawaii. I haven't even spoke to my, oh my God, look, sister, I'm sorry, I'm springing this on you right now. So we're actually supposed to be getting ready to go to Hawaii and some other things. But if you actually local, you can actually catch us at a couple of pop-up shops. Just follow us on Samada on Facebook, Samada_accessories on Instagram, and Samada Accessories on TikTok.
Yes,
answer
to your question, yes, we are willing to come out and do events with other people if they're interested.
And so, say somebody, you know, call you and say, well, I'm doing an event over at wherever, blase this, blase that, and so, you know, you guys are invited. If you guys want to get a table, y'all can. Y'all do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Okay. Yeah, because
good to know.
Guess what? I just wanted to make sure. I'm fixing to do an Uplifting Communities networking event. So you guys definitely going to be on my list so we can get in contact with you. And if you guys want to come down and get a table and put your products out there and see what y'all can do and bypass business cards and things of that nature to get out, I would love for you guys to come.
We would love that.
Oh, we would definitely love that. We would love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank
Bryn,
you for having that, yeah.
Do you have something?
No, John, I think I've asked a bunch of questions that I had written down. I can't anything else. Very impressive, though. Very impressive, ladies.
Yes, it is. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Okay, I would like for you guys to take each one of y'all to take maybe a minute or so, because we only got 3 minutes left on the show. Take a minute, and if y'all got anything positive or uplifting to tell the audience, please let them know. Something positive.
I'm just trying to tell people, you know, if you have anything in mind, or, you know, if you willing to just step out and believe in your dream, do so. Don't let nobody tell you. We're still learning. We're still taking, you know, the good with the bad. And not everybody that's out there is going to like your product, but that's just you doing what you want to do. It's just all about us supporting each other, and that's what the Samada brand wants to do. We're not in competition with no one. We just support each other. Just, you know, everybody. We want everybody to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And black-owned businesses nowadays with the social media and just the way that we can outreach to the entire world internationally is amazing. So more power to you. Good luck, ladies.
Thank you.
You don't need that, because you're already making it happen. So it's all good.
Yeah, you guys are definitely making it happen. Who was that speaking? Was that Chris, Katisha, or Crystal?
That was Crystal.
Oh, that was Chris. Okay, with Katisha, if you had anything positive you want to say to the audience, what would it be?
I'm going to piggyback off Crystal. Just keep striving. Don't fall short. Believe in yourself and continue with whatever you have your mind set on. Just keep going forward and achieve it. Keep positive energy around you. Keep your networking. Keep your, you know,
just stay
focused.
Positive.
Yeah.
Just stay positive. Whatever you go out with, if it's that leap of faith, and you know you want to do what you want to do, no matter what it is, just stay positive.
Amen. That's right. All right. With that said, I'm going to see if Brenda would like to close us out.
Well, I don't know what this is. Well, we want to thank you for coming on our show today, and appreciate all the we appreciate you sharing your journey and your life with us. John, you put me on the spot. You know.
No, I didn't.
Well, it was beautiful. Hey. It was beautiful talking to you guys. It was
It was so nice talking to you guys. And I really appreciate you guys coming on the show, okay? Y'all did so much of a fantastic job on this show, you know. So with that said, God bless y'all, and y'all just have a, you know, just go through life, you know, and just, you know, skating, you know what I'm saying? Smooth. And y'all going to be all right, sisters. Y'all going to be okay, believe me. And with that said, I'm going to say good night to y'all.
Good night. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
Good night.